طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الركوع. We finished سورة فاتحة. We finished the recitation of the Quran. Now the next step of صلاة is we go into ركوع. Now when we go into ركوع, what do we say? الله أكبر. What do we say about الله أكبر in the beginning of the program? In the beginning of صلاة? الله أكبر means Allah is greater. Now why do we say it? And what's interesting is we say this so many times. There's only one position of salah where we don't say Allahu Akbar. In movements, in Salat al-Fajr, we say Allahu Akbar 11 times. In Salat al-Maghrib, 17 times. In Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha, we say Allahu Akbar 22 times. Why? Why do we keep repeating Allahu Akbar? Because, brothers and sisters, it's very easy to lose concentration. I'm telling you stories of the Sahaba and how they were so concentrated. And you're like, man, I just can't concentrate. It's hard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built into the prayer a refocus button. You know what's interesting when you're recording something, if your camera shakes, what happens? The camera needs to refocus. Anytime you move the camera, it needs a second to refocus. When we move in salah, we need to refocus, and the refocus button is Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. So now maybe you're praying and you thought, man, the imam recited really long. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than what you're thinking about. Hey buddy, focus. It refocuses us on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what's going on, no matter what your mind wants to go to, you need to come back to Allah. And remember, you're worshiping Allah. Allahu Akbar, you go into ruku'. Now, number one, and this is going to be consistent throughout every position of prayer, I'm going to say it, I'm going to keep saying it. You have to come to a position of stillness. Even the scholars say this is a pillar from the pillars of salah. It's a pillar from the pillars of salah. Meaning what? Meaning if you don't do it, your prayer is invalid. Remember the hadith, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. The man who prayed three different times, the Prophet kept telling him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go back and pray for you haven't prayed. The reason why is because he went into ruku', he didn't come to the full stop and came back up and then went back to the sajda. He was just like a bouncy ball. Doom, doom, doom. We can't do that. Our salah can't be like that. You go into ruku', you stop. Come into a full position of stillness. That's number one. Now, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, he said, أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرَقَةً الَّذِي يَسْرِقُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ لَا يُتِمُّ رُكُوعَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَهَا وَلَا خُشُوعَهَا. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the most evil person who steals is not the thief, it's the one who steals from his salah. He doesn't complete its ruku', he doesn't complete its sujood, he doesn't complete its khushu'. So when you go into ruku', you have to come and stop. Complete the ruku'. Don't ever go into ruku' like this. Allahu Akbar, Sami'a Allah. No, Allahu Akbar. Stop, and they say your back should be straight to the point that if they put water on it, it wouldn't fall off. Straight. Straight. And you stop, and now, before we continue, we have to understand, see, those of you who are, anybody here who is a revert to Islam, they understand the meaning of ruku' and sujood better than those born into Islam. Most generally speaking. The reason why is because we grew up seeing people pray in ruku' and sujood, so we're like, okay, what is ruku' and sujood? But have you ever thought about what you're doing? What if I told you, everybody right now, stand up and make ruku' to me? You'd be like, boy, get out of my face. Who do you think you are? You want me to bow down and, like, who are you for me to go like this to you? Are you kidding me? Why? Because it's a position of humility, submissiveness. And when you do this, you commit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're doing it willingly. So think about what you're doing. You're actually going down and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbling yourself in perhaps the second most humble position of salah, and it's like an introduction to the most humble position of sujood. You're humbling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you go into ruku', you humble yourself to Allah. This position, subhanAllah, actually reflects something beautiful. You know, there was a man who went to give da'wah to a church. He's giving da'wah to this church, and you know how, like, a lot of times Americans, they'll want to experience Islam? So you're like on campuses, you have like a wear hijab day, you have like a fast-a-thon where people fast for a day. And sometimes people pray with the Muslims when they come to the masjid for a tour of the masjid. Sometimes people pray with the Muslims. Or this man, this time he went to the church, and this nun, a group of nuns, said, we want to pray with you. It's experience, you know, culture. We want to experience your culture. It's religion. We want to experience your culture. So the man prays and they pray with the man. After the salah, this nun tells this the brother, she says, for 20 years, I have been worshipping God. Whoever her God is. I have been worshipping God. I have never found a position of my body to match the humility and submissiveness I have to God that's in my mind until I experienced your prayer. See, we don't think like that. We're Muslim and we don't think like that. It's just down, up, down, up. I'm submitting myself to Allah subhanahu. She was like, I've never found a position like this that matches my level, my mind. She's saying she's a khasha in her mind, but never experienced it in her body. You know, there was once, there's this lady at the airport. So she sees these three Middle Eastern looking men. So they look at their watches, they all look at their watches, they nod to each other, and they go to the bathroom. She's like, oh snap! I'm gonna be the hero on CNN. So she's watching them closely. She's like, what's going on? She's watching the bathroom. She sees them all go in together and they all come out together. She's like, okay, I'm ready. She's got her cell phone out, you know, ready to. And she says, one man steps forward and two men stay behind. And they do, she says, they do these magnificent movements. She says, I watch them and I just felt this sense of comfort. She said, I got on the plane. She didn't call the cops, alhamdulillah. She gets on the plane and she says, every time I close my eyes, I kept picturing those three men and what they were doing. I said, wow, that was beautiful. And she says, when I got off the plane, I went home. And the first thing I did is I Googled what I saw. And I found out about Islam and I embraced Islam. She took Shahada by seeing the prayer. You see, when we go into ruku', we're going full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we say in ruku'? We say, Subhana Rabbi, Rabbi al-Azim. How perfect is my master, Al-Azim, the great, the powerful, the stable, the supreme. And you can also say authentically in Arabic, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, wa bihamdi. You can also say, wa bihamdi after that. It also has been authentically in Arabic after you say this. So what you do is, let's say you want to do three times, the sunnah is an odd number. Specifically, you want to do three. If you want to do more than three, go ahead. Want to do five or seven or nine? No problem. Do five or seven or nine. But keep it odd if you can. You say it three times. You say it three times, then you say, if you want to, it's optional, you don't have to. But if you want to praise Allah more, which means constantly perfect and constantly holy is He, Lord of the angels, and angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Again, you can say this odd number of times. It's preferred, 1, 3, 5, no problem. But you finish Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, wa bihamdihi if you want, and then Subbuhan Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati, wal Ruh. Now what's interesting about this is that the position of the prayer that you're in. You know, in ruku', what's interesting is like, if I try to make ruku' with my body against podium, it's hard. If you try to make ruku' with your body against the wall, because, see, everybody has a center of gravity, right? And so when you go into ruku', actually what happens is, your back part of your body goes backwards, as if one part of your body goes forward to keep your center of gravity stay in the middle so you don't fall over, right? Have you noticed when you lean this way, what happens? This foot starts kicking out. Why? To keep the center of gravity in a position where you don't fall. It's the creation of Allah subhanahu. Now, when you go into the pool, it was interesting, there was this unstable position. Have you ever been in a prayer? Sisters, you probably have this worse than we do. Because you have like kids running around in the musalla. We have sometimes we have kids, I've experienced it, maybe you have too. When you're in a ruku', what happens is this kid comes running 50 miles an hour, whoo, bam! Runs right into the back of you, and you're like, whoa, and you fall forward, maybe you fall down. It's an unstable position of salah. The quote of the most unstable position of your body is an awkward position. What's interesting, what do we say? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. How perfect is my Lord, the great, the constantly stable and powerful and supreme. We do that. We praise Allah with the opposite of the position we're putting ourselves in. And then, not only that, is that The position itself, you know, we're in ruku and we're saying these things, and you know what's interesting is subhan, the word subhan, which is how perfect, and we always translate as glory be to Allah. A better translation is how perfect is Allah. Subhana Rabbi, how perfect is Allah. Now, we number one, we say Rabbi. And it indicates closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How my Lord, my Master. How perfect is my Master. And that's what's beautiful about Islam, is that we don't have intercessors or intermediaries between us and Allah. We don't need to go to a priest and confess our sins. Nah, everyone has a personal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How perfect is my Lord, the constantly supreme and magnificent and stable. And then we, and what's interesting also is the word subhan, the root is seen ba'ha. And that means, you know, sabbaha, sibaha is swimming, right? When you swim. And swimming is actually you're trying to keep your head above water. You're swimming, you're not, you don't want to drown. If you stop moving, what happens? You drown. And what's interesting and amazing is that when you stop glorifying Allah and praising Allah and making the remembrance of Allah, you drown in this dunya. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, a heart that doesn't sit in the gathering, remembering Allah for over 3 days is dead. The glorification of Allah is important. We say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, how much am I in need of you, O Allah? And now what's amazing, and we'll end with this for the ruku', is the Prophet said in a sahih hadith in the books of Ibn Majah. He says, إِنَّ مِمَّا تَذْكُرُونَ مِنْ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ التَّسْبِيحَ وَالتَّهْلِيلَ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ, that what you make dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, by saying, التَّسْبِيح, Subhanallah, وَالتَّهْلِيل, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, وَالتَّحْمِيدِ, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Now, by the way, every one of these words, the hadith says, التسبيح والتهليل, ألف لام, التهليل, التحميد. When the ألف لام is on the word, the ulama, the scholars of grammar, they say, تفيد الاستغراق. This gives the benefit of adding a wide variety of things. What does that mean? Whatever this word indicates, we say تسبيح, التسبيح, glorifying Allah. What that means is any words that glorify Allah is included in this word, التسبيح. So now the Prophet says, إِنَّ مِمَّا تَذْكُرُونَ مِنْ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ التَّسْبِيحَ وَالتَّهْلِيلَ وَالتَّحْمِيدَ. Whenever you glorify Allah, or say, لا إله إلا الله, or say, الحمد لله, or any version of this, he says, and this is from the ghayb, he told us something from the ghayb. He says, يَنْعَطِفْنَا حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ لَهُنَّ دَوِيٌّ كَدَوِيٍّ النَّهَلِ تُذَكِّرُ بِصَاحِبِهَا. Then he says, أَمَا يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ أَوْ لَا يَزَالُ لَهُ مَنْ يُذَكِّرُ بِهِ. Ya Allah. He says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when you say Subhanallah, or Alhamdulillah, or La ilaha illallah, or any form of these words take a physical form. And they go up to the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, and they go around the throne of Allah. يَنْعَطِفْنَا حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ لَهُنَّ دَوِيٌّ كَدَوِيٍّ النَّحَلِ. It has the buzz like the buzz of a bee. You know, bees, they're always buzzing. You don't see them quiet. They're always, when they're flying, when they're moving, they're always bzzz, like that. These tasbih and tahleel and tahmeed of Allah, they go around the throne of Allah buzzing. What do they say? تُذَكِّرُ بِصَاحِبِهَا. They make mention of the one who mentioned it. Can you imagine now? You're in a ruku', you're in a position of instability, and you're glorifying the one who is most stable, and you're saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and the words you're saying are going up through these gates of yours that you have individually for you, up to the throne of Allah, and they're making mention of your name. You know, when I was applying for residency, when you're applying for, you know, positions at jobs, when you're trying to get a job, those kind of things, you know what they always tell you? After you go to the interview, call them. Show your interest, mention your name, keep your name fresh. Right, that's what you want to do. So the Prophet says, أَلَا أَمَا يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ أَوْ لَا يَزَالُ لَهُ. Don't any of you wish to have, or wish to continue to have, until the end of time, what? مَنْ يُذَكِّرُ بِهِ. Something that will make mention of you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that? How many times we say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? How many tasbih are we sending up to going around the Arsh of Allah saying your name in the presence of Allah? It's beautiful. Now, can you see why you can spend in ruku' 30 minutes? Can you spend ruku' 30 minutes now? You're submitting yourself to Allah, and you're glorifying Allah, and you're hooking yourself up. I'm sending things that will mention my name, continue even after I die. أَوْلَا يَزَالُ لَهُ The Prophet says, will continue to be around the Arsh of Allah, making mention of your name. Sahih Hadith. SubhanAllah. Everybody say SubhanAllah. You just have something now going around. SubhanAllah. You can just keep saying it. SubhanAllah. And that's why you make your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah. When you're walking to school, when you're walking to the masjid, make the dhikr of Allah always. When you're driving in your car, make the dhikr of Allah. You're sending up these gifts for yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.